Avril Lavigne. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Avril Ramona Lavigne, born 27 September 1984, is a Canadian singer-songwriter, fashion designer, and occasional actress. Lavigne broke into the recording industry with her debut album, Let Go, released in 2002 when she was 17 years old. As of 2009, over 16 million copies have been sold worldwide, more than 6 million of which were sold in the United States. Her breakthrough single, Complicated, peaked in many top 10 positions around the world, as did Let Go. Lavigne's second album, Under My Skin, was released in 2004 and was her first album to peak at number 1 on the US Billboard 200. The Best Damn Thing, Lavigne's third album, was released in 2007. This album gave Lavigne her third number 1 album in the UK Albums Chart and featured her first US Billboard Hot 100 single, Girlfriend. Lavigne has scored a total of 5 number 1 singles worldwide, including Complicated, Skater Boy, I'm With You, My Happy Ending, and Girlfriend. She is currently working on her fourth studio album, expected to be released in 2010. Lavigne has sold more than 30 million copies of her albums worldwide and is currently one of the top-selling artists releasing albums in the United States, with over 10 million copies certified by the Recording Industry Association of America. Billboard named Lavigne the number 10 pop artist of the 2000s as well as 28th overall best act of the decade based on album sales, chart success, and cultural relativity in the United States of America. Lavigne has acted in several films, including the 2007 film The Flock, and had a voice acting role in the 2006 film Over the Hedge. In August 2006, Canadian Business Magazine ranked her the 7th top Canadian actor dominating in Hollywood in their second annual Ranking Celebrity Power List. She is ranked 2nd with the most web hits and 6th in TV mentions. In July 2006, Lavigne married her boyfriend of 2 years, Derek Whibley. The marriage lasted a little over 3 years, and in October 2009, Lavigne filed for divorce. Whibley and Lavigne continued to work together after their divorce, with Whibley producing on her upcoming 4th album, as well as Lavigne's single, Alice, written for Tim Burton's film, Alice in Wonderland. Early years. Avril Ramona Lavigne was born in Belleville, Ontario, Canada, the daughter of Judith Roseanne Judy and Jean-Claude Lavigne. Her father, who is of French-Canadian descent, named her Avril after the French word for the month of April. She has an older brother, Matthew, and a younger sister, Michelle. A daughter of a working-class family, Lavigne, at the age of 2, began singing church songs along with her mother. The family moved to Napanee, Ontario when Lavigne was 5 years old. In 1998, Lavigne won a competition to sing with fellow Canadian singer Shania Twain on her first major concert tour. She appeared alongside Twain at her concert in Ottawa, appearing on stage to sing What Made You Say That? She was discovered by her first professional manager, Cliff Fabry, while singing country covers at Chapters Bookstore in Kingston, Ontario. During a performance with the Lennox Community Theatre, Lavigne was spotted by local folk singer Steve Medd. He invited her to contribute vocals on his song, Touch the Sky, for his 1999 album, Quint Spirit. She later sang on Temple of Life and Two Rivers for his follow-up 2000 album, My Window to You. Music career. In November 2000, Ken Krongrad, an A&R representative, invited Antonio L.A. Reed, the head of Arista Records, to hear Lavigne sing for 15 minutes at producer Peter Zizzo's Manhattan studio. Lavigne so impressed Reed, he immediately signed her to Arista with a deal for $1.25 million for 2 albums and an extra $900,000 for a publishing advance. Signed as a singer, Lavigne was pitched with songs written by others. She dismissed them, however, and insisted on writing music herself. For a year, Levine and Arista had conflicts in musical direction. She collaborated with the music production team The Matrix, and the ensuing album became Let Go. Because her songs have evolved, covering a variety of styles of music, Levine is not easily defined by only a few genres. Her music has been described as rock, pop rock, alternative rock, pop, pop punk, alternative pop, post-grunge, teen pop, and power pop. Levine's influences include Courtney Love, Goo Goo Dolls, Blink 182, and Janis Joplin. Let Go. Main article, Let Go, Avril Lavigne album. Lavigne released her debut album, Let Go, on the 4th of June 2002 in the United States, where it reached number 2 on the Billboard 200. It peaked at number 1 on the Australian, Canadian, and United Kingdom charts. This made Lavigne, at 17 years old, the youngest female soloist to have a number 1 album in the United Kingdom until that time. By the end of 2002, the album was certified 4 times platinum by the RIAA, making her the best-selling female artist of 2002 and Let Go the top-selling debut of the year. By May 2003, Let Go had accumulated over 1 million sales in Canada, receiving a diamond certification from the Canadian Recording Industry Association. As of 2009, the album has sold over 16 million units worldwide, and the RIAA has certified the album 6 times platinum, denoting shipments of over 6 million units in the United States. Levine's debut single and the album's lead single, Complicated, peaked at number 1 in Australia and number 2 in the United States. Complicated was one of the best-selling Canadian singles of 2002. Complicated was also featured on the teen television show Dawson's Creek. Subsequent singles Skater Boy and I'm With You reached the top 10 in the United States. Thanks to the success of her first 3 singles, Lavigne was the 2nd artist in history to have 3 number 1 songs from a debut album on the Billboard Mainstream Top 40. Lavigne was named Best New Artist at the 2002 MTV Music Video Awards. She won 4 Juno Awards in 2003 out of 6 nominations, received a World Music Award for World's Best Selling Canadian Singer, and was nominated for 8 Grammy Awards, including Best New Artist and Song of the Year for Complicated, 2003, and I'm With You, 2004. In 2002, Lavigne made a cameo appearance in the music video to 100 Million by the pop-punk band Treble Charger. In March 2003, Lavigne posed for the cover of Rolling Stone magazine and later, in May, performed Fuel during MTV's Icon tribute to Metallica. During her first headlining tour, the Try to Shut Me Up tour, Lavigne covered Green Day's Basket Case. Complicated ranked on the Hot 100 Singles of the Decade list at 83. Under My Skin. Main article, Under My Skin, Avril Lavigne album. Lavigne co-wrote Breakaway with Matthew Gerrard, which was recorded by Kelly Clarkson for the soundtrack to the 2004 film The Princess Diaries 2 Royal Engagement. Breakaway would later be included on Clarkson's 2nd album and released as the album's lead single. Lavigne covered the Goo Goo Dolls song Iris, performed with the band's lead singer John Rzyznik at Fashion Rocks, and posed for the cover of Maxim in October 2004. She also recorded the theme song for the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. Lavigne's 2nd studio album, Under My Skin, was released on the 25th of May 2004, debuting at number 1 in several countries, including Australia, Mexico, Canada, Japan, the UK, and the US. The album has sold more than 10 million copies. Lavigne wrote most of the album's tracks with Canadian singer-songwriter Chantel Kravayazuk, whose husband, Our Lady Peace frontman Rain Maida, co-produced the album along with Butch Walker and Don Gilmore. Levine went on the Live and Buy Surprise 21-city mall tour in the United States and Canada to promote the album, accompanied by her guitarist, Evan Taubenfeld. Each performance consisted of a short live acoustic set of songs from the new album. At the end of 2004, Levine embarked into her first world tour, the Bones Tour, which visited almost every continent around the world and lasted for the entire 2005 year. Don't Tell Me, the first single off the album, went to the number one spot in Argentina and Mexico, top 5 in the UK and Canada, and top 10 in Australia and Brazil. My Happy Ending, the album's lead single, went to number 1 in Mexico and the top 5 in the UK and Australia. In the United States, it reached the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 and went to number 1 in the mainstream top 40, making it her fourth biggest hit there. The third single, Nobody's Home, did not make the top 40 in the US, reaching number 1 only in Mexico and Argentina. The fourth single from the album, He Wasn't, reached top 40 positions in the UK and Australia and was not released in the US. Levine won 2 World Music Awards in 2004 for World's Best Pop/Rock Artist and World's Best-Selling Canadian Artist. She received 5 Juno Award nominations in 2005 and picked up 3, including Artist of the Year. She won the award for Favorite Female Singer at the 18th Annual Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards and was nominated in every MTV award show shown around the world. On the 6th of March in 2006, Levine represented Canada at the closing ceremony of the 2006 Winter Olympics in Turin, Italy, performing her song Who Knows during the 8-minute Vancouver 2010 portion. The Best Damn Thing. Main article, The Best Damn Thing. While Levine was in the studio for her third studio album, Fox Entertainment Group approached her to write a song for the soundtrack to the 2006 fantasy adventure film Eragon. She wrote and recorded 2 ballad-type songs, but only one, Keep Holding On, ended up being used for the film. Levine admitted that writing the song was challenging, making sure it flowed along with the film. She emphasized that Keep Holding On was not indicative of what the next album would be. The song, which later appeared on the album, debuted on radio on the 20th of November 2006 and was later released for digital download on the 28th. Levine's third album, The Best Damn Thing, was released on the 17th of April 2007, which Levine immediately promoted with a small tour. Its lead single, Girlfriend, topped the Billboard Hot 100 the week The Best Damn Thing debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 chart. Girlfriend was Levine's first single to reach this number 1 position. The single was a worldwide hit. It also peaked at number 1 in Australia, Canada, Japan, and Italy, and reached number 2 in the UK and France. Girlfriend was recorded in Spanish, French, Italian, Portuguese, German, Japanese, and Mandarin. The International Federation of the Phonographic Industry ranked Girlfriend as the most downloaded track worldwide in 2007, selling 7.3 million copies, including the versions recorded in 8 different languages. In December 2007, Levine, with annual earnings of $12 million, was ranked number 8 in the Forbes Top 20 Earners Under 25. When You're Gone, the second single, went to number 3 in the UK, the top 5 in Australia and Italy, the top 10 in Canada, and was very close to reaching the top 20 in the US. Hot was the third single and has been Levine's least successful single in the US, charting only at number 95. In Canada, Hot made the top 10, and in Australia, the top 20. The Best Damn Thing has sold 6 million copies worldwide. During this era, Levine won nearly every award she was nominated for, including 2 World Music Awards for World's Best-Selling Canadian Artist and World's Best Pop-Rock Female Artist. She took her first 2 MTV Europe Music Awards, received 1 Teen Choice Awards for Summer Singles, and was nominated for 5 Juno Awards. In March 2008, Levine undertook a world tour named The Best Damn Tour to support the album. In mid-August, Malaysia's Islamic Opposition Party, the Pan-Malaysian Islamic Party, attempted to ban Levine's show in Kuala Lumpur, judging her stage moves too sexy. Her concert on the 29th of August was considered as promoting wrong values ahead of Malaysia's Independence Day on the 31st of August. On the 21st of August, 2008, MTV reported that the concert had been approved by the Malaysian government. Girlfriend ranked on the Hot 100 Singles of the Decade list at number 94. Fourth studio album. Only a month after completing The Best Damn Thing, Levine began recording in her home studio in November 2008 with Black Star. To promote her first fragrance, Black Star, Levine needed a short theme that would be used for the TV spots. Black Star was composed in a Malaysian hotel during her tour. The jingle was eventually expanded into a full song, which Rolling Stone described as an ethereal lullaby that turns epic with tinkling Coldplay-like pianos and soaring strings. Recording began with minimal instruments, usually starting with Levine singing only to acoustic guitar, with additional instruments added later. Levine described the process, "It's stripped down. I love performing that way, so I really felt like it was time to make a record like that, to just make it all about the vocal and the performance, and the vibe, and the emotion." By July 2009, 9 tracks had been recorded, including the song Fine, Everybody Hurts, and Darlin'. Several of the tracks were written in Levine's youth. Darlin' was the second song Levine wrote as a 15-year-old while living in Napanee, Ontario. Levine described the album as being about life. She stated, "It's so easy for me to do a boy-bashing pop song, but to sit down and write honestly about something that's really close to me, something I've been through, it's a totally different thing." The album is expected to be a return to Levine's older musical style, and may be largely acoustic, which would suit her desire to support the album in smaller venues. Levine said, "For this record, I just really, really wanted to sing. I just want to have silence around me, and have these acoustic songs and really deliver." The album's and lead singles release dates have been pushed back several times. The album was originally scheduled for release on the 17th of November 2009. Later, in January 2010, Levine stated that the album cover had been photographed and the first single would be released in April, followed by the album in June. In May, Levine admitted that she considered the album too serious and mellow and would return to the studio to balance the album out. "With an album, I don't want to rush it out. I have a very serious record, so I think I need to put a couple upbeat, fun songs on it." In January, while simultaneously writing and recording for her new album, Levine was working with Disney on Alice in Wonderland-themed clothing designs inspired by Tim Burton's feature film Alice in Wonderland. She asked the executives if she could write a song for the film. The result was the song Alice, which was played over the end credits and included on the soundtrack Almost Alice. On the 28th of February, Levine gave a performance at the concert portion of the 2010 Winter Olympics closing ceremony, performing My Happy Ending and Girlfriend. Other work. Film career. Levine appeared in a 2002 episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, performing Skater Boy with her band. She had a cameo in the 2004 film Going the Distance, again playing herself. Levine's feature film debut was in the 2006 animated film Over the Hedge, which is based on the comic strip of the same name. She voiced the character Heather of Virginia Possum. In the same year, Levine had a role in the film Fast Food Nation, based on the book Fast Food Nation, The Dark Side of the All-American Meal. She later starred in the 2007 Richard Gere film The Flock as the girlfriend of a crime suspect. Entrepreneurship. In July 2008, Levine launched the clothing line Abby Dawn, featuring a back-to-school collection. It is produced by Kohl's, which is the brand's exclusive U.S. retailer. Named after Levine's childhood nickname, Abby Dawn is designed by Levine herself. Kohl's describes Abby Dawn as a junior's lifestyle brand, which includes apparel and jewelry with skulls and zebra patterns similar to the artwork featured on the Best Damn Thing album. Levine wore some of the clothes and jewelry from her line at various concerts before its official launch. The designs were also featured on the internet game Stardoll, where figures can be dressed up as Avril Lavigne. On the 14th of September, 2009, Lavigne took her latest collection for her clothing line to be a part of the New York Fashion Week, one of the most prestigious fashion shows around the world. At the end of 2008, Lavigne signed a contract with Canon Canada to appear in ad campaigns and commercials to promote the latest line of cameras, along with the full range of other accessories. In 2009, she extended her partnership with Canon. She would now be a part of Asia's campaign as well. Lavigne released her first fragrance, called Black Star, created by Procter & Gamble Prestige Products. The fragrance was announced via Lavigne's official website on the 7th of March, 2009. Black Star, which contains notes of pink hibiscus, black plum, and dark chocolate, was released in summer 2009 in Europe, and later in America and Canada. When asked what the name meant, Lavigne replied, "I wanted the bottle to be a star, and my colors are pink and black star resembles being different and standing out in a crowd and reaching for the stars. The whole message is just about following your dreams, and it's okay to be unique and be who you are." Lavigne announced in March 2010 that her second fragrance would be called Forbidden Rose and will be an extension of Black Star's Follow Your Dreams personal message. Lavigne stated the advertising campaign would be a gothic garden theme. Philanthropy. Lavigne has been involved in a number of charitable activities, such as Make Some Noise, Amnesty International, Erase MS, AmericanCPR.org, Camp Will Away, Music Clearing Minefields, U.S. Campaign for Burma, Make-A-Wish Foundation, and War Child. She has also appeared in Aldo ads with Youth AIDS to raise money to educate people worldwide about HIV and AIDS. Lavigne took part in the Unite Against AIDS concert presented by Aldo in support of UNICEF on the 28th of November at the Bell Center in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Lavigne has been featured in a comic series, Avril Lavigne's Make Five Wishes. She stars as herself, a pop star who is idolized by the protagonist of the story. Lavigne worked with Reverb, a non-profit environmental organization, for her 2005 East Coast tour. She covered Knockin' on Heaven's Door for War Child's Peace Songs compilation. Lavigne recorded a cover of the John Lennon song Imagine as her contribution to the compilation album Instant Karma, the Amnesty International campaign to save Darfur. Released on the 12th of June 2007, the album was produced to benefit Amnesty International's campaign to alleviate the crisis in Darfur. Before closing the decade on the 5th of December 2009, Lavigne returned on stage after more than a year performing in Mexico City her two biggest hits of the 2000s, Complicated and Girlfriend, in an acoustic version among Evan Taubenfeld and Jim, band member, during the biggest charity event of Latin America, Teleton. In 2010, Lavigne was one of several artists who contributed their voice to a cover of the song Wave and Flag by singer Kanan as a benefit single to raise money for several charity organizations related to the 2010 Haiti earthquake. Personal life. Marriage to Derek Whibley. Lavigne married Derek Whibley of punk band Sum 41 in a Catholic ceremony attended by about 110 guests on the 15th of July 2006 at a private estate in Montecito, California. They began dating in February of 2004, and on the 27th of June 2005, they became engaged. Whibley proposed to Lavigne by surprising her with a trip to Venice, a gondola ride, and then a romantic picnic. Lavigne has stated that she considered having a gothic wedding, but instead gave in to her childhood dreams of a traditional ceremony. Levine has stated that she is the best thing that's ever happened to Whibley, and has suggested that she helped him stay off drugs. It was announced on the 17th of September 2009 that Levine and Whibley had split up and that divorce papers would soon follow. On the 9th of October 2009, Levine filed for divorce. Personal style and public image. When Levine first gained publicity, she was known for her tomboyish style, in particular her usual necktie and tank top combination. Levine eventually started to take on a darker, more gothic style as she began her second album, Under My Skin. During the Best Damn Thing era, Levine dyed her hair blonde with a pink streak and generally became more feminine. Some fans felt she had become too upbeat and lost her original style. Levine stated regarding her changing style, "I don't really regret anything. You know, the ties and wife beaters and all. It had its time and place, and now I'm all grown up and I've moved on." Early in her career, Levine was dubbed by her fans as the anti-Britney, referring to Britney Spears, due to her less commercial and real image. Levine responded by saying, "I don't like that term, the anti-Britney. It's stupid and I don't believe in that." Levine has a star tattooed on the inside of her left wrist that matches the style of the one used for her first album artwork. It was created at the same time as friend and musical associate Ben Moody's identical tattoo. In late 2004, she had a small pink heart-shaped tattoo featuring the letter D applied to her right wrist, which represents her now-separated husband, Derek Whibley. In April 2010, Levine added another tattoo on her wrist, that of a lightning bolt and the number 30, and her current boyfriend, Brody Jenner, received a matching lightning bolt tattoo under his ear. In a 2004 interview, Levine stated that her favorite party song is Hey Ya by Outkast. She likes listening to Third Eye Blind, Oasis, Marilyn Manson, System of a Down, and Blink 182. She especially loves the track I Miss You. Asked what she would put on a mixtape to a boy she liked, she answered Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. I'd put a few Coldplay and Oasis songs. Radiohead, The Bends is one of my favorite albums. Levine has been featured in a comic series, Avril Lavigne's Make Five Wishes. She stars as herself, a rock star who is idolized by the protagonist of the story. For Wikipedia, I'm Jules Ismail. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 unported license, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.